John's epistle, please, continuing there, chapter 4, summing up this extremely searching subject of what it means to live that life of love, to dwell in the love of God.
Chapter 4.
Verse 16 of chapter 4 through to verse 3 of chapter 5 is the final group of exhortations on the life of love. So reading then in verse 16. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. That's the first outcome of what it means to dwell in love. It means that God dwells in us, and we dwell in God. Verse 17 is the second consequence. Herein is our love made perfect, or love is made perfect with us as we dwell in love.
17节也讲到，这样爱在我们里面得以完全。
The third consequence is that we have boldness in the day of judgment.
这里说我们就可以 在审判的日子,
and the fourth consequence is as he is, so are we in this world. The fourth consequence is as he is, so are we in this world.
我们这里看见,因为他如何,
now that's an amazing one, that last one, that as God is, something of God is clearly seen in the life of the believer in this world, this side of heaven. Now last week we spent quite a bit of discussion on boldness in the day of judgment. I will come back to that in a moment, but meanwhile we will read on. Look at what else he says about all of this, and John seems to be just bringing in point after point, blessing after blessing, when he says there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
这里我们看见就是八节说，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。Fear
and love cannot exist together. Fear only goes as we are made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. That's a beautiful verse, and I think every true Christian here would have to say amen to that. The real point of that verse is to draw our attention to the fact that God himself is the source of this love. There is nothing of this within ourselves. It comes from God. He is the source of this love. Now verse 20, we're back again to the very practical point. If a man say, I love God, and he hates his brother, he is a liar. Very strong language.
在这里我们看见第二十节说, 人若说我爱神, 却恨他的弟兄，那是说谎话。所以这是很严厉的一句话。
Now he says, for he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
这里说，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
The remarkable thing about that is that he makes it very clear it's easier to love your brother that you can see than God whom you have not seen. You would think it was easier to love God than it is to love your brother. There's a lesson for us here. It's much more difficult to love God in this way than we think it is. Much more difficult.
So, 这里警告我们要怎么样的弟兄姐妹彼此切实相爱，我们才能够说我们真的也爱我们也肉眼不能够看见的神。
Then he sums it up and says, look, the argument is over. It's a commandment we have from him that he who loved God love his brother also. So there it is. It's finished. It's final. It's a commandment. We obey it.
在这里结束的时候他就加上神自己的命令，什么呢？就是最后一句话，爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
So we love him, we love because he first loved us. We love our brother because we say we love God, and we love our brother because God commanded it.
我们大家都知道了，神爱我们，我们也爱神，但是神也吩咐我们弟兄姐妹要彼此相爱。
Going back to verse 19, it says, we love him because he first loved us. The more correct rendering of that is, we love because he first loved. We love because he first loved. It's in us because it came from him.
So, 在十九节那里说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们的意思就是说，我们本来人没有爱，但是因为神爱，先爱我们，我们才知道何为爱。
Chapter 5 verse 1 to 3 is the final drawing together of this theme of love, and in chapter 5 verse 1 to 3 he's going to now bring in the test or the proof of being of regeneration. This is why we love.
So 第五章第一节到第三节就讲到这个得救的结果。
You remember in the first half of the epistle we had fellowship. The second half of this epistle, we have relationship, and it's because of this relationship that love comes from us.
So we see in John 一书先讲到我们受了神的爱，我们也同神的关系是什么？那么第五章就给我们看见我们要怎么样的来彼此相爱。
So chapter 5 verse 1 says quite clearly there, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now there's a biblical definition of what a Christian is. A Christian is someone who has been born of God.
在第五章第一节讲得非常清楚，什么是基督徒？基督徒就是从神而生，但是如果是从神而生，就是那个已经信耶稣是基督的。
And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. The point to understand there is that if you love God, you will always love his people.
所以继续讲下去，凡爱生他是神的，也必爱从神生的。换句话，一个真的基督徒，如果他真的爱神，他一定会爱弟兄姐妹。
And please notice in that verse that it is God that does the begatting.He is the one who gives the birth to. It is an action of God. It is from God. God does the begatting.
So, 第二节就讲得很清楚。我们如果爱神，又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。
And what we will learn from that is it is God that does the saving of us. It is not we who have saved ourselves.
这里给我们看得非常清楚，基督徒不是自己救自己，乃是神拯救我们。
God has done something for us, God has done something to us, and God has done something in us to make us his child.
所以神已经对我们做了事情，也向我们做了事情，所以也在我们里面进行他的工作。
By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and keep His commandments. See how he's turned the whole thing around the other way there. Not just a proof of loving God, we love His children, we love the children, and it proves we love God and we keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. They're not a burden.
So, we look at the third verse, he says, we obey God's commandments, this is love.
Now this kind of person, a person who has been born of God, a person who is God has acted on and in. This kind of person overcomes the world. You remember we had earlier about loving the world. This kind of person is not overcome by the world, but overcomes the world.
So, 我们以前也看过, 我们怎么样胜过世界, 一个基督徒不是被世界染有影响, 乃是胜过世界。
This is the life of victory.
这是一个, it's all in verse 4.
And it's this kind of faith, you see, this kind of faith gives the believer victory over the world. So you see, it's normal for the Christian who is truly born again, that is begotten, to have a faith within them that is stronger than the world round about them. And who is he that overcomes the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Now in considering that section, when we get to it, we will start to look at what a true faith is and where this great victory comes from. Now if you've ever wondered why verses 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and so on is there, if you've ever wondered about the next section, what it's about, he's actually now establishing the fact of verse 5, that Jesus is the Son of God. That's really what it's all about.
So, 请第六节开始,
okay, we will go back now and just complete from that point in verse 17. Alright? The point we got to, the person is dwelling in God and God is dwelling in him. Now that is a very, very beautiful life that the Christian has. It's the secret personal life of the believer who lives with God and God lives with him.
对,前面那16节就讲到神爱我们的心, 我们也知道,
you know, this is important because our faith doesn't rest on our friends. It doesn't rest fully on our fellowship. Christianity is you and the Lord, full stop. That's what that's all about.
对,这里讲得非常清楚,我们大家都知道,我们得救完全是在神的里面。
All these other things are helps, but they're not the root of the matter.
其他的虽然是重要,但是最重要的,是信神的人,是住在神里面。
This is what heaven will be like. That's what heaven will be. You and the Lord together, personally. This is something of heaven on earth now.
所以十六节讲得非常清楚,这就是最重要的真理。我们基督徒是住在神里面,神也住在我们里面。
In this person, love is perfected in them. That is, love has reached its goal or its object. The reason for God loving us is being fulfilled in the life of a believer. Now it says here that we've got boldness in the day of judgment. Chris brought up the word boldness with some question. We talked about our works and our review. Look, the reason we can have boldness in the day of judgment is when the love of God is perfected in us.
所以第三讲到在审判的日子，我们能够有胆量，这不是因为我们有什么好的地方，乃是因为我们知道我们在神里面能够得到神给我们的胆量。As
we live this life, you and the Lord together, and as we are being changed in our character, we feel completely confident about meeting Him in the day to come. After all, we've lived together, we've talked together, and I've learned to be like Him.
所以我们应该大家对神有更大的信心，我们在世界上过生活的时候，因为不断同神有交通，到那天审判的日子，我们也照样的同他有直接的交通。
2 Timothy 4, please. Verse 6 to 8 gives us the perfect picture of what this is all about. 2 Timothy 4.
我们现在大家一同看提摩太后书第四章。
Now look at the Apostle Paul as he, you know, here's this man actually getting ready to go to meet the Lord, and he says this. Verse 6, I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. The better rendering of that is, the good fight I have fought, my course I have finished, or my race I have finished, the faith I have kept. Now here's his boldness, as he looks at the day of judgment. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all them that also love his appearing.
他的答案就是在这个提摩太后书第四章第六到第八节，讲我现在被交奠，我离世的时候怕的，那美好的展我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已谨守了，从此以后。 有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给反爱慕他显现的人。So
keep the context. I mean, last week we went into quite a bit of detail about our works and the day of review. Really, the context here is we are made perfect in love, and as a result of that, living with Him and our character being changed, you're bold, you're confident in the coming day of judgment. Just leave that and I'll go to the next bit. Alright, now let's go to this point here. As He is, so are we in this world. Amazing thing. The Christian, therefore, has something about them that represents God to the world and in this world.
So, 我们也应该在世界大祸的时候能够为神做美好的见证。Now
we talked last week about the attributes of God, remember? Now He has His personal attributes. That is, that He is eternal, immutable, He is unchanging, He is all-knowing, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. All of those characteristics of God are personally God's, and they are not ours, and they never will be His personal attributes.
我们大家都知道，神是无完结，他是从永恒到永恒的。我们大家都知道，我们现在要在神，在神的里面过我们应过的生活。But
He has moral attributes. When we talk about moral attributes, what He is like in His character. There is personal attributes, right? Moral attributes. What He is like in His character. He is a God of love, a God of grace, a God of mercy. He is patient, He is kind, He is long-suffering, He is merciful. Those things are to be reproduced in the life of the believer.
但是我们也知道，神有他的特点，就是他有爱，他有怜悯，他有恩惠。但是因为我们是在他里面，我们在这个地球过生活的时候， 也应该将他这些的特点来做见证，表明出来。
You know the old song that you sing in Sunday school, or I think it's still in the hymn book, is "Be Like Jesus, This My Song." In the home and in the throng, be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. We are ambassadors. We are representatives of a king that is absent, and they should look at us and see the sovereign. Now let's have a look at what God is really like when we say, as He is, so are we in this world. Let's apply it to this whole business of living the life of love. And I've written down four things there which I'm going to explain. How does He act and how does He react? You think about His attitude to mankind. Think about mankind's attitude to Him. Hate, rebellion, disregard, disinterest, whatever. Right? So think about man's attitude to God, and then think about God's attitude to man. I mean, He makes the sun to rise on the just and on the unjust. He withholds judgment. He has an attitude of kindness and benevolence to all of mankind, regardless of who they are or what they're like. In other words, He is not controlled in how He behaves by what they are, but He is totally controlled by what He is, and He is a God of love.
换一句话，他对人不是因为人是怎么样的不好，乃是对根据他自己的爱，所以他因为有爱，他就爱我们这些无知的爱的人。
Now put that back on ourselves. We are not controlled by what other people are or how they act, but we are controlled, as God is controlled, by love towards that person.
所以同样的弟兄姐妹，我们也不应该受别人的控制被影响，因为他对我们好啊，他们对我们不好，我们就不喜欢他。我们最重要的是要根据神怎么样做，神认为应该受的地方，我们就应该跟随他。So
the God's love is a self-generated love. It comes from within Himself. So often our love is generated by something outside us, but His love is generated from within Himself. And really, that's what we've got to get to in our treatment of one another and of all mankind. There's a love within ourselves that motivates and drives us in how we treat other people.
So we are,
frankly, it makes it, I find that very challenging and a little awesome, if I could use that word. You see, the next thing is, God does not consider Himself. God has not put Himself first. He has thought of His creature, He considers, and He pities us.
第二点这里讲到，就是神没有 来看自己就需要什么，他常常为着爱缘故，要想到你我需要的是什么，因为他爱我。You
see, you know that's true about yourself because there's no other explanation for God's salvation. But that it came from God and He treated us as He chose to treat us. He never considered Himself and He wasn't controlled by what we were.
神就是因为有这样的，他才这样的爱我们，完完全全。虽然我们是死在罪恶过程当中，他也是用自己的爱来爱我们。And
really, when it comes to relationships, you think about it in today's world, we don't consider ourselves. We're not claiming our rights and demanding our place. the Christian is a meek person who is thinking always of others.
我们做基督徒的应该常常思考神对我们的爱，而不是想到我们自己有什么的好处。
I mean, I don't find this easy, but as I've pondered this over recent months, how can I look at another person and treat them like this? The only answer I have found, and believe you me, it works, you realize that they are victims of sin and Satan.
我们大家要知道的，就是人是受罪恶的影响，所以我们不能够去为人所做的事情的，都是他自己的为人叫他要这样做，讲这些的话，所以我们要小心。
And that's even so in relation to another believer who is doing wrong to you or is wrong in themselves. They are victims of sin and Satan. Not in the same way, of course, but when you see that and you realize you were once there yourself, and but for the grace of God, you'd still be there.
So, 我们的基督徒的要警醒，如果别的基督徒他们有做错的地方，我们也知道，有的时候不是他们干脆情愿这样做。 因为他们也有他们的罪行在里面，他们也不得不做他们心里所要叫他们做的事情。
This changes your whole attitude. F.B. Meyer says very beautifully, kindness deals gently with others on account of what we have found in ourselves. And when you're harsh on other people and hard to other people, really it's because you and I are full of ourselves. Kindness deals gently with others on account of what we found in ourselves.
所以我们的基督徒的应该彼此相爱，也应该彼此怜悯，不应该有骄傲的心，自己认为自己什么好的都会做，但是其他基督徒就做得不好的，我们要围着神的爱的缘故来彼此包容。
I mean, really, not one of us would have been saved apart from this. Not one of us. He pitied, he loved, and he gave. As he is, so are we also in the world.
所以你看见神怎么看我们，我们也应该彼此相爱，好像神爱我们一样。
Now the next one, he forgives and he forgets. You can't separate the two, forgiving and forgetting. So number one, with others we learn to forgive and forget.
所以这里看见，我们应该饶恕，而且。 不要记得，不要常常想到人对我们不住的地方，我们应该原谅而且忘记。
And I really would just underscore that because I would urge us all never keep records of wrongs.
千万要注意了，不要将人家所做的坏事常常记录下来。
I've told you before the story of the man that went to his brother and he had wronged this man very badly some years previously. And so he went to the man eventually and he said, do you remember such and such and such and such that I did to you? And the man looked at him and said, no, he said, actually I don't. He said, actually I distinctly remember choosing to forget.
所以有一个人问他的一个朋友，我以前你对我什么不好的地方，我对你不好的地方，你还记得吗？
And really that's what God has done. Thy sins and thine iniquities will I remember no more. That's God's choice. He puts them behind his back, as far as the east is from the west. That has to be reproduced in your life, to me, and my life to you, or we haven't got what John's on about, and love's not perfected in us.
所以神不但原谅我们，他还忘记我们对他不好的地方，所以我们也应该学习一个功课。 在基督徒对基督徒，我们也应该不单彼此原谅，也应该忘记以前人家对我们不住的地方。
And always remember that God dwells in love. It's a permanent state. You know, you and I have sort of bursts of being better. But now this is a permanent attitude of God, and it becomes the permanent attitude, mentality, disposition, and nature of the Christian. When we get somewhere near that even, we're beginning to be made perfect in love. Then and only then will we be a real witness in the world.
So 我们应该住在主里面, 我们就要知道，既然神常常住在爱里面，如果我们真的要使神喜悦的话，我们也应该常常住在爱里。
Now that's your question on the top there. How are you going to do it? I mean, that's what I find. As I've read this and studied it with you, I have been not just challenged, but a bit overwhelmed by the whole concept. It's almost a dimension of Christianity that we've sort of forgotten about. It's very searching, very searching.
So, 这里教导我们怎么样才能够这样的做，常常在爱里面来侍奉神呢？
It's not being kind to others when they're kind to you, nor is it being loving to others when you feel in the mood.
我们不是要原谅人，因为人原谅我；不是要爱人，因为人爱我。
Remember, we're dealing with God dwelling in love. God is love. He never changes. The scripture says he's the Father of light in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. You know what that means, don't you? God is the same as he looks towards you. There's no variation in him, or nor does he cast a shadow as he turns and he changes. He's always the same. He dwells in love.
所以神爱我们，完完全全的爱。我们如果真的晓得神是爱的话，我们也应该有这样的爱。
How are you going to do it? You're going to start at the cross. It's the only place to start. It's easy to sing on Sunday morning, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. But it happens to be the same thing in practice on Monday morning.
所以我们看得非常清楚，我们怎么样能够真的有常常有神的爱？开始一定要开始在各个他，就是当我们再次被提醒耶稣基督为是爱我的缘故，亲身担当我的罪，被挂在木头上为我的罪死，我们就应该照样的来爱主。
I must admit that recently I've started to wake in the morning and quote that verse.You know, but God who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved me. Colours your day. Colours your thinking. Begin with yourself. Lost, damned, helpless, hopeless. But God who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved me.
So, 我们知道我们本来是死在罪恶过犯当中，应该受神公义的愤怒审判，但是他竟然爱了，虽然我们死在这个过程当中，他还用无限的爱来爱你和我。
And I got that phrase from one of the writers, let the Calvary principle rule your life. You think that's lovely? Let the Calvary principle rule your life. What's the principle of Calvary? He loved and he gave. Did not consider himself. Service and sacrifice. The Calvary principle rules your life.
So we need to use it.就是他在忍着来过我们做基督徒的生活，因为基督徒的生活应该是不是根据自己的好处，乃是看见神的爱，我们应该彼此宽容。
Apply that to everything, every day, all day, at all times, and in all situations. Just ask yourself the question: How did God treat me? And don't just do it on Sunday.
所以我们要看得非常清楚的，就是我们行事为人，不是要看人对人做什么，而是看神对我们的态度。我们因为是他的儿女，我们也应该彼此宽容。
And don't excuse yourself. Don't let us excuse ourselves for our failures. Don't avoid the challenge. Why? So that you might have boldness in the day of judgment.
我们千万要注意的。就是我们不能够说啊，我没有办法，我这样软弱的做。因为如果你我是已经被拯救的，已经有神给我们新的生命的话，我们应该时刻的来依靠神。
Therefore, in verse 18, fear goes when love comes; they cannot coexist.
所以我们在这里可以看的啊，是八节看的，爱没有惧怕，如果爱既完全。
So you go to verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. And this probably is best understood, we love because he first loved. And the point of that verse, really and truly, is to make it quite clear that the source of this kind of love is God himself. It doesn't come from anywhere else. It won't be found in anyone else. Its origin and source is God.
So we see here, we can see that we love because God first loved us. We know that we can love because God is love. Love is from God.
All love comes from God. We only have it within us because he has put it there, and the unbeliever cannot live this life. Cannot. Nor can we, with our old nature, we cannot live this life.
So we can see here very clearly.
So that love comes from God to me, and within me it goes back to God and out to others. We are not the terminus of God's love. We are the transit station. You get it?
So we
Actually, the presence of this kind of love in the heart of a person is a test of their Christian faith, whether or not they've truly been changed. This is the act of God, it's the power of God, it's the nature of God in the believer.
So if you send an angle, can go down send the art by found the new the limit, run woman send an angle, I send, then go
next he says, if you love God, you're going to love your brother. If you can't love your brother, you'll find you can't love God. Now, I read that and I got quite puzzled by this. You would think it was easier to love your God than to love your brother. You would think that. Because God's perfect, holy, just, kind, good. So therefore, it would be easier for us to love him than to love our brother, who's not perfect, just, kind, and good.
We should, brothers and sisters, 应该彼此切实相爱,
now, John is being very practical here. The truth is, we find it easier to love what we see than what we don't see.
我们很容易只能够相信我们所看见的，不能够相信我们所不能够看见的。
You know, we say distance makes the heart grow fonder and all that kind of romantic stuff. It doesn't work too well in practice if you actually look at the situation. All right? And what he's actually saying here is, that to love God can only be when God has first loved us and given us the ability to do it. It is harder to love God like this than we realize.
So, 神这样的爱，在基督徒来讲，我们如果越来越认识神的话，就知道这是不容易做的事情。
I'm saying some quite sweeping things here without too much explanation, as you will realize. You know, it's easier for us as believers to have a sense of gratitude to God than it is to love him. It's easier for us as believers to actually depend on him than it is for us to actually love him like this. So we've got faith, hope, love. Faith in God, hope in God, love for God. Which is the greatest? The greatest of these is love.
So we all know, we need to trust God. 我们应该对神有盼望，我们也应该爱神。我们三样，那样是最重要的呢？我们记得要问，因为哥林多前书13章讲得非常清楚，现在所存的有信、望、爱，其中最大的就是爱。
Love perfected in us, God loving us, and we loving Him. To love God like this is the highest achievement of the Christian life.
So, 爱神，好像神爱我们，是我们基督徒最高的渴望。
Frankly, when you do, nothing becomes too great a sacrifice or too great a hardship to do for him. Nothing. His commandments are no more grievous to you.
So, 我们看见，如果我们真的爱神的话，没有一件他的命令。 来对我们说，会是觉得很难受、很难做的。
You see, a person who wants to talk about love is a person that behaves this way. Love is not a mystic, strange emotion. It's something that really affects your living.
So, 一个真的爱是生活的表现，而不是单单是理论的问题。
I don't know if you still study English literature these days, but you can read the great romantic poets. I don't know if you read them, Shelley and Keats and Wordsworth, and you can even go north to Scotland and talk about Robbie Burns, you know, my love is like a red, red rose, and all that kind of thing. These men were vile men. No, they weren't easy to live with. No, they weren't charming critters. They were actually bad people in their morality and in their treatment of others, in their moods and in their tantrums and in their total selfishness, even Robbie Burns.
以前有很多的人，他们根本就不认识神，他们想的也是不对，做的事情也是不对，但是他们就是继续的这样的做。
See, that's man's love. This is God's love.
那是人所谓的爱。
Now, without going on to a new thought, because it probably wouldn't fit this morning, I want you to, for next week, I want you to read this, chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, and see how he's now going to take up that this character of love in the believer is a direct outcome or product of regeneration.
So, 下个星期要继续要讲的，这是讲到第五章第一、第二节，是讲到我们如果真的爱神。
It's a consequence of being born of God.
这里所讲的，就是因为你已经从神得到新的生命，你已经被重生，所以你会有这样的表现。If
you can't find it in yourself to do this or to be like this, it's because you're not a Christian.
如果你自己看这里所写的，你竟然说我根本就没有这样的表现，那么你自己要在神里面好好的检查。
I mean, you may be a churchgoer, you may live a good life, you may try your best, but you haven't got the life of God in your soul if you haven't got this character and desire within you. That's what it's
saying.
Think of it like this. In salvation, God does something to us. God does something in us. And we know it happened, and so do others. Meanwhile, let's all just pray that we'll be all made perfect, mature, complete in love.
我们也继续地向神祈求。 让我们能够在神的爱的里面，能够得以完全成熟，能够凡事实行思维。Alright,
any questions? I know it's a bit different this morning, but and I must have been fairly clear on what I said. Any questions, any points on that? You follow all that? You get the structure of it?
没有什么问题，你刚刚提出来的吗？
No comments, no subtractions, no additions.
Can you just
explain
the Calvary?
Alright, well first of all I said, how are you going to begin even to start this kind of attitude and living, or how are you going to keep yourself in this attitude and living, or how are you going to grow in this attitude and living? And I said start at the cross, that's what I mean, Calvary. Go there and realise first what God did for you. Realise second the kind of person you were. And God still did it for you. Realize thirdly what you did to God and what God did for you. You go to the cross. But when I say the Calvary principle, you look at that cross and really the ruling thought in that is God giving. God loving. God acting towards me when I didn't deserve it at cost to himself to serve me and to save me. That's the Calvary principle. It's the principle of love. And a God who gives. Alright? Now you take that to your life and apply it to others. It's very difficult, Angie. You know that. I know that. This is difficult stuff. But we've got no Christian maturity until we started on the road and we've learned it. None. I don't care how much I've got in the head of theology. If I haven't got this in my heart and in my life in practice, I have not grown in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.